is Juno Afternoon, and you're listening to George Kuhar and his band Playboy Spaceman. Glad to have you here with us on this Friday. I'm Rhonda McBride. Birthdays are many things to many people. And for one Juno musician, they're about sharing what you love. And for George Kuhar, that's his music. George Kuhar has invited audiences to a free birthday concert. This Sunday will be his 11th, and I recently talked with him about how this tradition got started. Every year you do a birthday show, you perform for people. What's the reason for doing that specific to your birthday? Why not just any day of the year?
It's affirming. Being an artist, it's a good, healthy reminder of like who I am and what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. It's been really nice to see the same faces show up every year. There's some people who've come every single year, and that's really meaningful to me. You know, people always thank me for doing it because it's a free show, but really it's good for me because it really helps affirm like who I am and what I'm doing and why I'm doing it.
Can you talk about that a little bit, about how music is a part of who you are?
I guess, you know, I've always loved music. You know, I guess any musician who plays music over the course of their lifetime, they just can't imagine life without it. It's always been something that's been a part of me. And when you're a musician, it's something that's always been there. You know, this deep love and appreciation for music. It gives you so much. And you in turn have this, or at least I do, feel compelled to give whatever I can to music itself. And usually that just takes form of trying to make new and interesting music and just make the best music that I possibly can. You know, I'm just one little person out of, you know, 8 billion or whatever, but hoping that my little contribution can help music as a whole. And music, as we all know, is good for humanity. That's why it's been around for so long.
Tell us a little bit about the group that you have.
Playboy Spaceman, yeah. So, you know, that started as a recording project in 2010. I had released an instrumental album just exclusively to KXLL. They're the only ones who had it. It's not out there online or anything. And then eventually my wife and I, Bridget, we started playing shows together as a duo under the name Playboy Spaceman. And then eventually we recruited other members of the community to join the band. We played as a five-piece ensemble for several years. And then, of course, because of COVID, we haven't been playing live. So now it's gone back to its roots of being a recording project.
You've got some new work that you're going to be debuting on your birthday show. What piece would you like us to hear right now?
So this new piece is called Christopher, and it's going to be available as a free download to anybody on my mailing list. So if you go to playboyspaceman.com, you can go there, join the mailing list, download it. Yeah, it's called Christopher.
So tell us a little bit about it.
So it's a song. It's about a kid who's in a kind of in a stressful situation in his family life, and he's trying to come to terms with that. And you hear different voices, different characters throughout the song to kind of get a full picture of what he's hearing around him.
All right, let's give Christopher a listen.
Now let's play some music.
We'll be right back. You are listening to a new piece from George Kuhar, Christopher. And if you want to hear more, go to his website, playboyspaceman.com, and you can download it for free. So you've got quite a birthday tradition going, and it's not stopping because of COVID. You're going to move your birthday program online. So tell us how you do your birthday program online.
Well, you know, this is kind of a new thing for me. I've been doing the show live 8 of the years it had been at the Rookery, that's down there on Seward. But last year, because of COVID, I had to move it online. So I'm going to do a little differently this year. It's still going to be online. But last year I performed live. I did a live stream performance for, you know, everybody who showed up and tuned in. This year, I'm going to pre-record the performance and live host it. And the reason I'm doing that is because I wanted to be able to participate in the live chat. So I just wanted to try that out and see what that was going to be like. You know, last year I just sat down in the room and I played and that was it. So this year I'd actually kind of like to feel a little more connection with the audience. So that's why I'm going to do it this way.
A lot of performers have had their concerts moved online, web streaming, or on Facebook Live just because of COVID. You know, we've just had to do workarounds. But for you, why is it important, too, that you just can't go out and give live concerts?
I am a kidney transplant recipient. My wife donated a kidney to me in 2008. And of course, that makes me immune compromised, too. That's the package deal with having a solid organ transplant. So, you know, I'm at a higher risk than the general population. I find myself playing a little extra safe. I went through a big medical ordeal last year. It's just something that happened as a complication to some of my medications. So I'm not inviting any danger into my life. I got plenty coming my way already.
So do you think that this kidney condition is part of what makes your birthday concert so special to you personally? Because you have personally come to know that every birthday is a gift?
It must. I mean, I can't separate myself from my kidney condition. I'm tethered to it. So it's definitely a part of who I am as a musician and what I'm trying to say and achieve as an artist. You know, this show it's an affirmation for me. It helps give me strength and courage to keep doing it and keep playing music and keep writing music.
And support from people, too. Just being able to share the music with someone is important too, I guess, in fueling the need to produce more.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, that's where that affirmation comes from, is, you know, the people who show up every year. You know, I had one friend who told me that this is one of the events that some people in town anchor their lives around. How do I take that in? When somebody says something like that to me, it's like, oh, I gotta do this again. I can't, you know, not. I can't skip it just because it's COVID or whatever. You know, I gotta find a way to keep this going. It's after the New Year's, before session begins, there's George Kuhar's birthday show.
So what is the spirit behind George Kuhar's birthday show, beyond the fact that we're celebrating your birthday? But it seems like you should be getting gifts, but you're trying to give something back on your birthday show.
Yeah, you know, the spirit, a lot of people feel a bring down in January. Oh, the holidays are over, you know, but January for me has always been a great month. It's my birth month. And I really get into that new year kind of energy, that kind of spirit. Like, let's start again. Let's start again. Let's keep it going. That to me is the spirit of the show.
Okay, so for people who want to listen to your birthday show, watch it, what do we do?
You go to playboyspaceman.com, and there'll be a link on the homepage there for you to tune into the live stream. That's all you got to do.
That's all we got to do. And what time?
The stream starts at 6 o'clock on Sunday, the 16th.
Okay, 6 o'clock, be there, be square. And we're going to close out with one of your new songs. Tell us about that one. It's kind of a weird title about dirty laundry.
Your dirty laundry closet. This was from a project that I put out in October called Noise Story. It's on playboyspaceman.com too. And Your Dirty Laundry Closet is a song I wrote like towards the beginning of the pandemic. Honestly, I don't know too much what it means. I know a little bit. All the songs that are on that project, Noise Story, were all just stream of consciousness, off the cuff kind of lyrics. I didn't want to think about them too much. Where Christopher's are different, I've really thought about those lyrics a lot. Your Dirty Laundry Closet just came to me. I sang it, recorded it. Bam, it's done.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll leave you now listening to the Dirty Laundry Closet song. We all have those, you know. All right. Thank you so much, George Kuhar. 6 o'clock Sunday night. Website again?
Playboyspaceman.com.
That title alone is interesting. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Support for Juno Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klingit and Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.